Yeah, we're excited to be talking about the Ag Connect Expo that we're going to have next year down in Orlando, Florida in January. So we're spreading the news. Actually, this is our 1 year anniversary of when we made the original announcement. So we're kind of excited. We're a year closer now, but it won't be long now before we're in Orlando.
Well, I can't help but notice Orlando in winter, and you're based in Milwaukee, if I'm correct. Did that have something to do with the decision on being in Florida?
Well, actually, our committee, although I certainly agreed with the committee, but our committee that was looking at it said, you know, we wanted something in the first quarter when most producers have a chance to get away from their operation, and they said it needs to be someplace that it also has some other things to do besides go to the trade show, which so they'll do a little of both. They'll do a little relaxing as well as take advantage of the great shows.
Now, there's quite a few farm shows floating around across the country. What's different about Ag Connect?
I think one of the things that's different about Ag Connect is we're bringing all of agriculture together. So you'll see from a lot of the exhibitors that we have, as well as the sponsors that we have for the show, that have really gotten on board in terms of supporting the show. We've got already 100. We've got about 42 sponsors or partners that are part of the show, and what that means is that they'll either be having their annual meetings or bringing their groups down, having whatever they may have as part of Ag Connect. So it's really an opportunity to bring agriculture together all in one place. And our plan is to have the show really once every other year once we get on a normal rotation. So if you don't make it this year, that's unfortunate because it's not going to be 2 years until it comes around again.
Right. Now, what will people who attend be able to see? What are they going to expect when they go into the trade show?
Yeah, it's a good question, Joanna. Really, they have the opportunity from a trade show perspective to see all the latest and innovations and technologies that are available for agriculture. We also have a full complement of education that's going on. So we have over 50 educational sessions that are available to the attendees that are actually going to be there, and those are trying to bring out the latest and the greatest of what is happening relative to agriculture issues, whether it's precision farming or farm management, or whether it's succession planning. So just a variety of areas that the educational area will cover, and then we also have the opportunity for networking, and there's a lot of the educational sessions that'll turn into networking opportunities. Because why that's important is when we did our surveying of people here in the United States, what they said is, you know, I'm really interested in being able to sit down and talk to my peer group. And they said, we're also very interested in talking to my peer group from around the world. So we are very actively putting those networking opportunities together so they not only get a chance to be in the same place at the same time, but also sit down, rub elbows, and compare what's going on in their operations.
So we spent the week with a lot of international journalists who are part of the International Federation of Agricultural Journalists. Did you have a chance to spend some time with them?
Yeah, we did. And we are talking to a lot of those folks about how we can get engaged with them on an international scale and doing some promotions through their particular medium that they may have. We also have an opportunity now. With the USDA and their Foreign Ag Service, they have basically are supporting the show as well. What that means is that in their 80 outlets around the world, they're promoting Ag Connect. And we're also part of the Department of Commerce's International Buyers Program. So that also helps us to promote the show on an international scale to bring visitors here to the United States. We also have DLG as a partner of ours. So they're actively working on, one, selling exhibitors on coming to the United States, as well as attendees coming. So bringing delegations here to the United States to make sure we have an international venue here in the United States, which we've had a lot of really, really good regional shows, but we want to have an international venue here in the U.S.
Well, I think the timing is right. We're talking a lot about agriculture. We're talking a lot about the need to address world hunger. I know a lot of these countries that haven't historically been known for agriculture are trying to get programs together. Is this going to be a really good show for those countries and those communities to bring people over to see what we have here?
Yeah, it absolutely will for a lot of different reasons. One is from a delegation attendee perspective, it's an opportunity to be able to be in the same place, same time with a lot of the industry, the policy makers that are going to be available to them. And also from an exhibitor perspective, we also have several pavilions that are now being put in place. China's going to be bringing a pavilion, Argentina, Brazil, Europe, Italy. So all these international pavilions will also be here because they're interested in the United States agriculture as well. As as well and promoting their products here in the U.S. And then it's obviously a very good market for people to come and be very interested in. So a lot of international opportunities here, whether it's from an attendee or exhibitor perspective.
So when is the show, so everybody knows when they need to get their airline tickets booked?
Yeah, great question. It'll be January 12th through the 15th in Orlando.
And how can they register?
They can go online to agconnect.com, and there's a tab there that'll talk about registration, so that's how they register to get to the show.
And will registration close, or can they register up until the day of the event?
They can register right up to the day of the event, and they can walk in as well.
Well, great. Well, thanks, Charlie. And this is Joanna reporting live for AgWired. Thank you.